And as people in your neighborhood, this morning I'm joined by Abby Edwardson with Rollins Library. Good morning, Abby. How are you this morning?
Good morning, William. How about you?
I am great. Just ready for maybe the warmer weather. It's going to be windy, though, but that's all right.
Yeah, I heard you giving the wind advisory today, so.
Oh, yeah. 30, 40 mile per hour winds, maybe some even 50, so it's going to be kind of breezy out there.
Yeah, hopefully it's short-lived. But if the weather outside is frightful, you can always pop by the library. We have a lot going on.
And that's right. Next week is a National Library Week, right?
Yep. We're kicking things off tomorrow. We have a couple things starting tomorrow. We have a poetry open mic. That is going to be tomorrow, and that starts at 1 o'clock. So we're hosting an open mic poetry event in honor of National Poetry Month. So please join us as we support local poets or participate in this event. So just come on out if you're a poet or you want to read a certain poem. Just come on out tomorrow at 1 to 2. It's open poetry. And also tomorrow, we are kicking off our tote bag sale. So it's what you can get in a reusable tote bag for $5, which is a pretty good deal. It's a nice bag. You get to keep the bag. You can reuse it. But we have quite a few DVDs. So you can put whatever you can get in that bag for $5. When those reusable tote bags run out, then we will have plastic bags. We also have some random assortment of items, grab bags for a quarter that have various children's items, adult items, and then some random artwork. The artwork is $10 a piece. So those both start tomorrow. And then National Library Week goes all next week. And we have something every day, and we have something for everyone, and we're really excited about it. Have you ever heard of Eliza Blue?
I have not.
Okay, so Eliza Blue, she's a cool lady, super nice lady. She is a local rancher, and she wrote the book Accidental Rancher. She's going to do an author talk on Monday, this coming Monday at noon, so hopefully people can come over their lunch break. But she also has a newspaper column in over 40 South Dakota newspapers. So she is a well-known lady, and she has a lot of wit and wisdom, and I talked to her yesterday, and just a really classy, nice lady. So that is Monday at 12 o'clock. And then also on Monday after school, for the middle school, high school kids, we're making bath bombs. And they are fun bath bombs to make because we've got the fizzy stuff where you put them in the water and they splash and they fizz and make all kinds of bubbles. So yeah, we've been doing some science experiments at the library, but they are guaranteed to be fizzy and fun bath bombs.
I didn't even know what a bath bomb was. I had to look it up the first time you did it at the library.
Yeah. So these are geared more towards the teens and the tweens and the fizzy, bubbly bath bombs. So that's at 3:30 after school on Monday. And then every day next week after school, I don't know if you're familiar with Beverly Cleary. She's a famous children's author, but she had the big movement in the 80s about drop everything and read. It was the DEAR movement, D-E-A-R, drop everything and read. And in schools, kids would just drop everything and read. So we're going to do that in honor of Beverly Cleary, because Beverly Cleary Day is actually Friday of National Library Week. So next week, every day after school, we're encouraging kids to come in and just drop everything and read, and we will have cookies. Will you read next week after school? So that's anytime between 3:30 and 5 next week after school. And then on Thursday, we're encouraging everyone to pop in. It's our Patron Appreciation Day, and we're going to have coffee and cookies and bottled water. And then on Saturday, I don't know if anyone has heard of Sugar Coated by Sophie. She has a great Facebook page, but she has a tulip sugar cookie bouquet that she's going to teach people how to make and decorate. And it's $30 for that class, but you do need to sign up by Tuesday. Tuesday's the last day to sign up. So if you ever wanted to know how to decorate sugar cookies or get in the spring mindset, that's a great way to do that. So we have all kinds of really fun things coming up for National Library Week.
Sounds like a good time. Now, everybody, keep in mind for the poetry thing tomorrow, make sure the poems are appropriate.
Correct. Correct.
Because you didn't mention that, so yeah. I just make sure everybody understands that.
Yep, correct. And then the other thing that we are going to do for National Library Week is we would like to get everyone's address and phone numbers updated in our system. So if you have a card, just stop on in and verify your information. And then once you verify your information, we'll put your name in the hat. And then at the end of the week, we will draw for 2 movie tickets. And if you don't have a card, there's no better time to pop in and get a card. Just bring your photo ID and then proof of residency, a utility bill, mortgage statement, anything that shows where you live, any type of bill.
And they're still free, right?
They are free. They're free.
There you go.
Yeah,
so
it's no better time.
Out in Hughes and Stanley County.
They are free.
Then they're going to be free.
Yep. We have so much going on. We've got stuff for kids, adults, tweens, teens. There's literally something for everybody. There's no better time. Starting tomorrow for National Library Week, we open at 9, and we're open until 9 to 5 on Saturday, 12 to 5 on Sunday. So just come see us this weekend, this windy, blustery weekend. Pop in and see us.
Yeah, get out of the wind. Get some shelter from the wind this weekend.
Yep. And if you want to find out about all these events that we're doing for National Library Week, you can check out our website, rollinslibrary.org, or follow us on Facebook.
Okay. Sounds like I'm going to have a busy week next week.
It's going to be great.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in this morning, Abby.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.